So you mentioned this drug, isatuximab, another anti-CD38. Could you kind of talk a little bit about what that is and what other anti-CD38s are out there and how they compare to daratumumab?
So isatuximab was the data which was presented. This was the Icaria study. It was isatuximab with Pom-Dex, and it is the only phase 3 randomized trial with a Pom-based CD38 monoclonal antibody combination. Now, I don't know if it matters too much in the United States because we already have daratumumab and pomalidomide approved just based on phase 2 data, but having this phase 3 data is really important, especially from the European regulatory standpoint. Is there a difference between daratumumab versus isatuximab? I don't know. Theoretically, you know, there is some hint at suggesting that isatuximab actually inhibits the enzymatic activity of CD38. In general, I think both of them work pretty similar to each other. As far as toxicities are concerned, the other sort of takeaway here was that isatuximab is slightly better tolerated. The infusion-related reactions are a little bit less, and you can actually give it over 4 hours. But, you know, we've come a long way with daratumumab. We now have 90-minute infusions with dara, and you just heard data with subcutaneous daratumumab, wherein you don't have infusion-related reactions. So in general, I'm going to say that it doesn't matter which CD38 monoclonal antibody you use. As far as efficacy is concerned, they seem to me to be fairly comparable. And obviously, once the subcutaneous version comes along, if it's just as well tolerated, which it appears to be, you know, that's the one which is going to be adopted in practice because of convenience.